Over to the servant of God, the Reverend Dr. Stephen Tong.
晚安。
Good evening.
我们今天开始传讲雅各书的信息。
From this evening onwards, we will start on the book of James.
我们现在一同打开雅各书。
Let us open to the book of James.
我们念第一节到第四节。
From verses 1 to 4.
可能我们需要两次的时间来讲解这四节的经文。
Perhaps we will spend two sessions on these four verses.
我们大家一同开声来读。雅各书第一章
James 1,
我们读第一到第四第一到第四节
Verses 1 to 4
一二三做上帝和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各请善助十二个支派的人的安我的弟兄们你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐但忍耐也当成功使你们成全完备毫无缺欠我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊我们恭敬把今年查经的聚会完全交托在你的手里我们奉你的名靠着你自己的权柄开始讲解雅各书愿主你自己真理的圣灵引导我们进入你奥秘的中间使我们以众教会就是你自己的身体所有的肢体无论在什么地方一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深求主给我们智慧的心领受你的话语给我们饥渴慕义的灵来渴慕你自己的真理使我们向你大大张口你就给我们充满你说饥渴慕义的人有福了他们必得着饱足求你伸出你的手来使饥饿的人得着饱足使干渴的人得着滋润我们等候我们仰望你我们把我们的学习我们把我们的追求把我们的科目把我们在你的面前心灵的操练都交在你手中愿主带领我们使我们在2005年对你的真理有更深更亲切的体会好叫我们的灵性我们的生活我们的侍奉我们的见证我们爱主爱人的心都得以增长感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你阿们
阿们
我们用了差不多4年的时间讲完了希伯来书
We have spent almost 4 years on the exposition on the book of Hebrews
我们用了差不多1年的时间是讲感情的深化
And a year on the sanctification of our emotions
现在我们从今天开始进入雅各书的讲解
And from this evening we will start on the exposition on the book of James
希伯来书接下就是雅各书
After the book of Hebrews is the book of James
这样的排列是一个偶然的或者是神特别的安排的
Such an arrangement is it coincidental or providence
我相信用圣经是生命的道这个观念来明白这个问题
Let us understand this concept by understanding that the Bible is the word of life.
像我们就不能说这是偶然的排列。
If that were the case, we cannot say that this is by coincidence.
这是有机的次序。
It is an organic arrangement.
生命的道必然要这样做的。
The word of life must go through this way.
圣经的次序本身就是一门很深的学问。
The order of the books of the Bible itself is a very profound knowledge.
有一些次序是前面比后面更重要的。
In some order, things that are ahead is more important.
相反，有一些次序是后面比前面更重要。
But in some arrangement, the one that's latter is more important.
这些次序都负有个很大的责任。
There are great responsibilities in arranging.
就是把神的智慧、神的计划向人显明出来。
That is to reveal the wisdom and plan of God.
当圣经记载恩赐的次序的时候
，When the Bible recorded how talents and gifts are given,
很清楚的前面的比后面的更重要。
Clearly, the first gifts that are mentioned are more important than the last one.
当圣经记载创造的次序的时候
，But in the order of creation,
很清楚的后面比前面更重要。
Clearly, the last created being is more important than the first things.
当圣经记载四本福音的时候
When the Bible has the four Gospels,
马太、马可、路加福音的次序
，the order of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John，
马太是把基督在地上的位分肯定下来。
Matthew affirms the status of Jesus on the earth，
因为他是神所应许的那一位亚伯兰的后代。
He is the descendant of Abraham that has been promised by God。
他实实在在是正式的大卫的子孙。
Truly, he was the son of David。
然后从马可，他是仆人。到路加他是人，到约翰他是神的儿子，将一级一级升上。
And then we see Mark saying that Jesus is the servant of God. In Luke he is the man, and in John the son of God.
这个次序是不可以颠倒的。
And this order cannot be rearranged.
马太福音是对犹太人讲的。
The Gospel of Matthew was towards the Jews.
约翰福音是对外邦人讲的。
The Gospel of John written for the pagans.
马太福音一开头就是整个旧约的这个家谱的问题。
Therefore, the book of Matthew started with the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
约翰福音一开始就是外邦人最高的知识分子所提到的道的问题。
And the Gospel of John started by discussing about the word, the most important thing in the Gentile concept.
这些次序都是神永世计划中间已经定下来。
I do believe that all these have been planned by God in eternity.
这种认识是对我们的灵性在基督论的智慧中间的了解的一个进度的一个非常好的训练。
This sort of understanding is a good training for our understanding in Christology.
而且这也是上帝在旧世计划中先犹太人后希利人的这个智慧。
And this is also the wisdom of God that salvation should become to go to the Jews first and then the Gentiles.
我们上文提到为什么先希伯来书后雅各书的时候。
In the same manner, when we consider why the Hebrew, the book of Hebrew is before James,
你就很清楚地明白信仰是在行为之先。
You will see that faith comes before works.
一个人没有信，他的行为一定是功劳主义。
If a person does not first believe, his work is just good works.
一个人的信就是先废除功劳，才到耶稣基督面前。
But faith enables us to set aside good works to come before Jesus Christ.
人若非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦。
The Bible says, unless we have faith, we cannot be pleasing to God.
我们因为信才有好行为，就结出了信仰的果子而来。
Because of faith, we have a good works. Therefore, there is fruit of good works.
所以希伯来书在雅各书以前。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews is before James.
这是很正确、很正当的一个安排。
This is the correct and proper order.
照样，我们在这里先讲希伯来书，然后再讲雅各书。
In the same manner, we have started on the book of Hebrews before James.
我们就对全本圣经有机的组织先掌握了，然后再看我们应当怎样过生活。
And we have to understand the organic structure of the Bible, and then see how we should live our lives.
这是每一个基督徒应当有的次序。
This is the correct order for every Christian.
孔子说知其先后则近道也。
Confucius said if you know the correct order of all things you are closer to the truth.
而上帝生命道的本身是很注重先后的。
And the word of life in itself plays importance on order.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有许多前人没有注意到的事情。
There are many things that we do not take note of.
有许多神学院没有教导的事情。
And many things that the seminaries would not teach.
早就隐藏在圣经的中间。
All have been implicit in the Bible.
今天我们对圣经的知识会很冰冷，会很限度，会有许多许多的捆绑的原因。
The reason why we have a limited and very cool concept towards our biblical knowledge.
因为我们先用系统来解释圣经。
Comes because we first understand the Bible with a system.
而不是用生命的规律才了解圣经。
And not with the rules of life.
而圣经不是系统的道而已，圣经是生命的道。
But the Bible is just not a systematic theory, it is the life force.
是用有机关联的这个明白来讲解上帝的道。
When we understand that the Bible is organic and alive, we need to explain it in that way.
里面的信息的灵活性就跳出来了。
And the living message in itself will come forth.
雅各是一个什么样的人？
What sort of person was Jacob?
雅各书是一个怎么样的书？
What sort of person was James and what sort of book is it?
这是我们要思想的问题。
This is something we need to think about.
这个人写这本书的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of the book?
他到底这本书是要交给，要寄给哪样的人呢？
And who are the recipient of this episode?
这个呢，在成为我们了解这里面的信息到底有怎样的内涵。
It helps us understand the content of the message.
我们中国人的习惯，写信的时候先提收信人。
The Chinese like to first address any letter to the person who is receiving it.
对他们的尊称。
And then have some words of greeting.
然后才有问安的话，有内容，最后签名表示我负责。这封信是我写的。
And then the content, and finally you sign saying that you are responsible for the letter.
但是圣经中的书信不是如此。
This is not the case for the books of the Bible.
他先讲写信的人是怎样的人，然后才告诉说我是要写给谁。
First, it declared the author and the person the kind of person he is before who is receiving it.
以后就问安的话跟内容接下去了。
And then the words of greetings and the contents of the letter.
雅各书也是如此。
This is the case for the book of James.
做上帝和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，写信给善助少支派的人的安。
James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
所以他先开宗明义，把自己是谁讲出来了。
From the very beginning, he declared his own status.
而他一提的时候，就提到自己是神的仆人，也是耶稣基督的仆人。
And he first declared himself to be servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个仆人的意义应该是奴仆的意义。
The meaning of the servant would be like that of a slave.
是一个服侍者。
A person who serves.
是一个已经放弃主权的人。
A person who has given up his own will.
是一个心身有所属的一个奴仆。
A person whose body and soul belongs to someone else.
雅各用这样的身份来写信。
James used such a description for himself.
但是呢，他的信不是出于他的意思。
To imply that the letter is not from his own will.
这封信是照着主人的意思而发出去。
The letter was written because of the master's will.
我这位写信的人是我主的仆人。
This person who wrote the letter is the servant of my Lord.
谁是我的主呢？
Who is my Lord?
就是上帝。
Is God.
我这信是照着基督的意义而写的。
And the letter was written by the will of Christ.
谁是耶稣基督呢？
Who is Jesus Christ?
是那位救赎我的。
He is the person who has saved me.
创造我、救赎我的是我的主。
The person who has created and saved me is my Lord.
我是我主的仆人。
I am the servant of my God.
照着我主的意思写信，对你们有劝勉的话语。
And so by his will and his purpose, I'm writing to you.
这是一个侍奉者应当有的心态。
This is the attitude of a servant.
今天我们站在台上讲道的。
Those of us who stand on the pulpit to preach.
我们是不是故弄心弦？是不是标新立异？是不是夸耀自己的学问呢？
Are we here to play around with all sorts of techniques to boast about our own knowledge?
绝对不可以的。
We absolutely cannot do this.
我们是是不是利用这个市场的需要，或者照着群众心理的力量来妖来迷惑你们，来妖言惑众？
Do we try to seduce you by market oriented or techniques or your demands?
绝对不可以的。
This is absolutely not permissible.
决定我们要讲什么信息的不是你们。
Because you are not the one to decide what we will speak.
甚至不是你们所感到的需要。
And not even the needs that you feel you have.
许多你们所感到的需要不是你们太需要的事情。
Many a times the things that we feel we need are not really needed.
许多你真正需要的事情你常常没有感到需要。
And many things that you really need, you do not feel it.
所以市场经济的定向不应当成为侍奉的原则。
And therefore, market-oriented theory should not be the basis of service.
主的心意跟主的计划以及圣灵的引导成为我们侍奉的原则。
Our principle in service must be the will and plan of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
雅各说作为主、作为上帝以及耶稣基督奴仆的我，雅各现在写信给你们。
James is saying, me, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, writing to you.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
当每一个做神仆人、做服侍者、作为神与人之间、作为中间的介这个侍奉者有这样的心态的时候，
If every one of us who serves God, who is an intermediary between God and man, has such attitude,
那我们就成为教会的祝福。
We will become the blessing for the church.
就是上帝的心得到满足。
That God will be well pleased with us.
我们就能按时分粮。
And so we can give off the spiritual food in timely manner.
这个食的意思是什么呢?
What does this mean?
是神计划中间时刻的分派。
It means that we will do everything in accordance to the plan of God.
这个时是什么呢?
What is this time?
是整个历史过程中间的动向的了解。
It is the understanding of how history is moving.
这个按时分量什么意思呢?
What does it mean to give a spiritual food in a timely manner?
听众生命成长的过程的需要而分量。
It means that based on the way we progress in our spiritual growth, we feed the flock.
这样的侍奉,
this sort of ministry,
就可以减少了时间的浪费。
Will reduce a wastage of time.
这样的侍奉,
such ministry,
就减少了已经明白的真理的重复的使用。
Will reduce repetition in things we already understood.
这样的侍奉,
such ministry,
可以用最少的投资达到最大的果效。
Will give the greatest return with the least investment.
因为神的恩典这么大。
Because the grace of God is so large.
所以当还有很多人没有机会听到的人, 我们怎样处理那些常常听到的人的需要。
We need to think about people who have not heard the word of God and the people who have heard the word of God for a long time.
侍奉者本身是一个仆人。
The person who leads in ministry is a servant.
照着主人的指示，照着主人的计划的进度而行。
By the instruction and the timetable of the master, he should work.
我们才能做成差我来者的工。
And we can accomplish the work that the one who sent us gave us.
这位上帝的仆人叫做雅各的是谁呢?
But who is this James, servant of God?
这位上帝的仆人，耶稣基督的奴仆雅各到底是谁呢?
Or James, the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ?
圣经里有好几个雅各。
There are not too many James in the Bible.
有好几个雅各。
There are many James in the Bible.
所以呢，在耶稣基督的时代。
But in the time of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的门徒就有雅各的。
Apostle James was there.
还有一些名叫雅各的很通常的名字。
And many people with the same name.
还有耶稣的弟弟里面有一个叫雅各。 One
of the brothers of Jesus Christ was named James.
我们要先查出这个雅各是谁。
So we must first understand who this person was.
通常写信的人是有使徒的资格的这个程度。
Usually the person that writes an epistle is an apostle.
所以这个雅各到底是不是耶稣十二个门徒里面的那个雅各呢?
So was this one of the 12 apostles?
不是。
No.
因为那个雅各很早就死了。
Because that James died an early death.
那个雅各是约翰的兄弟。
That apostle James is the brother of James, John.
他们两兄弟的亲母亲叫做西比泰的太太。
And the wife, they are all both sons of Zebedee.
西比泰太太。
The wife of Zebedee.
就生了雅各跟生了约翰。
I gave birth to John and James.
可能雅各是哥哥，约翰是弟弟。
Perhaps James is the elder brother.
这样比较可以明白，约翰是十二个门徒中间最年轻的一个。
Which is why the apostle John was perhaps the youngest.
一家两兄弟坐船到，母亲若有所失。
And the mother may have felt a bit of a loss for two sons to become apostles.
照普通的观念，传道人是比较穷的。
In our typical understanding, the preacher would be quite poor.
所以这一家的经济就受了一些的波动。
So surely the income would be affected.
但既然奉献的人各有志，只能筑其成比较像这个君子。
But the right thing to do, of course, is to bless the ministry.
不要扑灭儿女的志向。
And don't extinguish their ambition.
我们祷愿中间盼望他们成功。
And we pray that they will succeed.
而无论儿女进入哪一行，最好不要入错行。
It doesn't matter what line our children take, so long as they take the right line.
男子最怕入错行，女子最怕嫁错郎。
The man is most afraid of taking up the wrong job. The woman is most afraid of marrying the wrong man.
无论你进到哪一行，
It doesn't matter what job you take up.
盼望你有最大最大的成功。
Hopefully you have the greatest success.
所以有一天，西比泰太太在很忙的中间抽着时间来找这两个孩子的这个。 这个师父,
so one day the mother of John and James looked for the master of her sons.
也就是耶稣上十字架以前的前一天。
It is the day before Jesus was crucified.
换句话说，这是个最后的机会，跟老师商量孩子跟随他前途如何的一件事情。
In other words, it's the last chance to negotiate the future of her sons.
进入到耶路撒冷去，可能就突然间被称为王，就宣布他的国度成为弥赛亚。 就坐在大卫的宝座上。
They were expecting Jesus to be crowned the king when he entered into Jerusalem.
所以在这个不知前向如何的时候,
in this situation when the future was not certain,
犹太人很自然的历史传统的观念和盼望就是弥赛亚做王。
The concept in traditional Jewish understanding is that the Messiah will be king.
所以呢，这雅各跟约翰的母亲就对耶稣说：“盼望你做王的时候，我的孩子一个做左相，一个做右相。”
And the mother told Jesus Christ that if you become king, hopefully my children will become two different prime ministers.
以色列过渡中间，左右相都是姓西的，西约翰、西雅各，因为是西比泰的儿子嘛。
So that the family will produce two prime ministers.
耶稣基督呢，不寻人情。
But Jesus was not appealing to her.
耶稣就不花太多没有用的时间。
And Jesus Christ did not waste too much time.
他就直截了当地回答说,
Immediately he answered,
我所受的洗你能受吗?
Can you go through what I'm going through?
我所饮的杯你能饮吗?
Can you partake of the same cup that I do?
如果您能够的话,
If you can,
我还是要告诉你,
I will still tell you.
坐在右边左边的事情不是我，是天上的父所决定。
Matters relating to this is decided not by me, but my Father in heaven.
这样的答案完全不是照着人的需要而吃下。
Such an answer is not what people want to hear.
这样的答案是完全违背了常人祷告的心愿而吃下来的。
Such an answer was given in contrast to what we want in prayer.
我相信西比泰的太太回去的时候一定非常的失望而离开他。
I believe the mother of James and John would have been very disappointed.
这也认定了基督教的侍奉不可以用裙带风的这种人际关系来带进神国度的侍奉原则里面。
But it also gave us the Christian principle that nepotism should not be part of ministry.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
但是后来到底约翰跟彼得，约翰跟雅各是不是成为左右两个的这个跟随主的位置呢？
But later did John and James become the two closest advisors to Jesus Christ?
我相信是的。
I do believe it.
一个在左，一个在右。
One on the left, one on the right.
是耶稣基督的左右吗？
Is it the left and right of Jesus Christ?
最高权柄的位分吗？
Does that mean that they had the highest status?
不是的。
No.
约翰跟雅各，他们真正一个在左，一个在右。
John and James truly one was on the right and one on the left.
寻道行列中间最左最右。
It is in the whole progression of martyrdom.
耶稣基督的门徒一个一个为主的道、为传福音的被杀。
As the apostles and the disciples of Jesus were martyred for Jesus Christ,
形成了一个寻道的队伍。
There is a whole progression and team.
最左的一个跟最右的一个就是雅各跟约翰。
The one on the most left and the most right would be John and James.
耶稣的门徒里面最先死的是谁呢？
The first apostle to die
就是雅各,
was James.
最后死的是谁呢?
And the last apostle to die
就是约翰,
was John.
雅各怎样死呢?
How did James die?
被蓄力砍头而死。
He was beheaded by King Herod.
约翰怎样死呢?
What about John?
原先罗马兵丁要把他这个已经80多岁的老师徒放在热滚滚的油里面把他煎死。
In the beginning, the Roman soldiers wanted to fry him in burning oil.
后来有一个人提议说，这么老了，把他煎死做什么？把他丢掉算了，冲进到巴摩海岛去。
And someone suggested that he's such an old man, let's just get rid of him and they put him in the island of Patmos.
所以呢，最后就把他从军exile到这个巴摩岛。
In the end, he was exiled to Patmos.
就在那里，神的启示临到他。
When he was in Patmos, the revelation of God came.
所以他就成了圣经中间最后一个作者，写下了世界要怎样结束的启示录。
And he became the last author of the Bible, having written Revelation.
他是右左相中间最后一个死的人。
And he was indeed the last apostle to die.
所以叫我们相信那个约翰，那个雅各，就是他的哥哥，最早死的。 这个使徒是没有办法写这本书的。
And so we do not think that the book of James came from the apostle James because he would have been dead.
所以这里的这个雅各不是耶稣的门徒雅各。
And so this is not one of the 12.
不是西比泰的那个儿子。
The son of Zebedee.
那么这雅各到底是哪个雅各呢？
So who was this person?
这个雅各是使徒行传第15章所提的。
It is the person mentioned in Acts 15.
使徒行传第一章有提的。
and also in Acts 1,
就是耶稣的兄弟雅各。
That is the brother of Jesus.
那么这样呢？耶稣有兄弟叫做雅各的吗？
Is it true that Jesus had a brother named James?
圣经记载有耶稣的兄弟叫做雅各。
The Bible recorded that there was a person.
那么照网民道的说法，兄就是兄，弟就是弟，不可以用兄弟，弄得人莫名其妙。
In the Chinese translation, brother, it has the elder and the younger brother two words together.
我们教会已经习惯了某某弟兄，如果年轻就某某弟，如果年长就某某兄，不要说弟兄兄弟，乱七八糟。
In the Chinese translation, elder and younger brother always used interchangeably.
王明道先生写信的时候。
Reverend Wang Mingdao, when he writes a letter,
他知道对方比他大，他就某某兄，结果就弟明道，就是这样写。
When he writes a letter, he will address the other person as elderly.
如果他知道某人比他年轻，他就某某弟，以后就兄明道。
To the person younger, he will put younger brother.
所以呢，没有又兄又弟。
So you don't use the word 兄弟 together.
那耶稣基督是没有哥哥的。
Jesus Christ did not have an elder brother.
耶稣基督不但在家中是长子。在上帝的诸家里面也是长子，所以没有什么兄弟的事。
Because Jesus not only is the eldest in his family, but in the entire household of God.
这个雅各一定是耶稣的弟弟。
So this must be the younger brother of Christ.
那么耶稣基督到底有几个弟弟，我们不知道。
We do not know how many siblings Jesus Christ had.
圣经至少有记载三个名字。
The Bible recorded three names.
那么耶稣基督的这个弟弟顺序哪一个大弟哪一个二弟我们就不知道。
We also do not know which one of the brothers is James.
但是有两个耶稣的弟弟都写了圣经。
But two of his brothers wrote the Bible.
一个就是这里所提的雅各。
The first one is James here.
另外一个就是启示录前面那一个犹大书的作者。
The other one is the author of the book of the letter of Jude.
那么这个天主教不承认耶稣有亲生的胞弟。
The Roman Catholics do not agree that Jesus Christ had physical brothers.
他们不承认耶稣的有弟弟的原因是什么呢？
Why would they not recognize that Jesus had physical brothers?
因为他们说玛利亚是受圣灵感孕，生了耶稣以后没有再有与人之间结合的事情，同生直到他死的日子。
Because they believe that the Virgin Mary remained a virgin all the rest of her life.
但是圣经里面告诉我们什么呢？
But the Bible tells us.
约瑟没有跟玛利亚同房，直到生下耶稣基督。
Joseph did not have relationship with Mary until the birth of Christ.
圣经说耶稣基督是头胎的孩子。
And that Jesus Christ was the firstborn.
这里暗示头胎以后有第二、第三、第四胎。
Implicitly being the firstborn means there was other being born.
基督教在历史中间承认耶稣有肉身的弟弟是玛利亚与约瑟结婚的果子。
So the Protestant Church recognized that there are physical children from the union of Joseph and Mary.
天主教为了保持玛利亚终身童贞，所以呢他们不接受玛利亚又有其他的孩子生下来。
Because the Roman Catholics believed that Mary was a virgin all her life, so they do not recognize that Jesus had other brothers.
那么圣经特别马太福音第七章
，In the Bible, especially in Matthew chapter 7,
提到耶稣的 brothers， 中文翻译弟兄，耶稣的弟弟们在那里写下来。
There is a recording of the brothers of Jesus Christ in the plural term.
这件事不但在教会历史里面是这样相信。
Not only do we believe this in the history of church,
不但在圣经里有这样的记载。
Not only do we see this recorded in the Bible.
大约在四年以前。
About 4 years ago,
在耶路撒冷的一些就考古的挖掘中间，发现了一件20世纪末叶最伟大的这个出土的文件。
One of the greatest archaeological finding was found in Jerusalem 4 years ago.
就他们找到了一个陶土所做的盒子。
They found a box that was made by clay.
这个就是 terracotta.
Terracotta.
而上面呢有用字刻在上面的。
And there was this inscription on it.
提到了雅各，耶稣基督的弟弟。
The inscription says James, the brother of Jesus Christ.
所以这就更肯定雅各是耶稣基督的弟弟。
So here he affirms that James was a younger brother of Christ.
所以这本雅各书一定就是他写的。
And this book of James would have been written by him.
但这位雅各
But this James,
虽然他有机会有权柄蒙上帝恩典跟耶稣生在一个家里面，
although he was born and had the privilege of being in the same household of Christ,
他虽然有这么大的特权
与耶稣有共同的一个妈妈。
Although he has such privilege to share the same mother with Jesus Christ.
当然他写这本书的时候
，But when he wrote this book，
完全不提这个特权。
He did not mention this at all.
所以他更有资格写这样一本书。
And so he is more, very worthy to write this.
因为这本书提到我们基督徒应当有的行为。
The book of James talk about the lifestyle of a Christian.
而他自己所写跟他所行是一致的。
We see that his lifestyle was consistent with what he wrote.
没有用他的身份夸耀在人面前。
He did not boast about his special status.
没有用他的特权作为他写信的权威。
Or talk about his special privilege to write letter.
完全没有提到他是耶稣的亲弟弟。
He never mentioned that he was the younger brother of Christ.
这是与普通人的常情。完全不一样。
This is very different from how we would react.
如果你是新加坡大学校长的弟弟
，If you are the younger brother of the chancellor of NUS，
那你就怕不有机会是知道你的哥哥就是国大的校长。
You want people to know that your elder brother is the chancellor.
这种个性在雅各的这个悔改以后完全没有。
But after repentance, James did not have such attitude.
雅各在还没有悔改以前
，Before he repented，
他。根本连耶稣是弥赛亚都不相信。
James would not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah.
耶稣已经做了这个弥赛亚的工作，呼召了12门徒跟随他的时候，连他自己的弟弟都不相信他。
Even after Jesus had called the 12 apostles, his own brother did not believe in him.
这是记载在约翰福音第七章最前面的一段的里面。
We see this in the first half of John 7.
不但如此，这一些的弟弟们还用非常风凉口气的话来讽刺耶稣，来刺激耶稣。
Not only that Jesus Christ had brothers who were sarcastic towards him.
但是耶稣基督用非常忍耐、非常有爱心的反应来对待弟弟们对他的不信。
But Jesus reacted with great patience and compassion.
所以呢，他们说：“你去吧，你要显明。”使大家认识你，不应当隐藏起来。他们讽刺耶稣。
They were sarcastic when they tell him, "Go and show yourself. Do not hide yourself."
耶稣的回答是非常有智慧、非常成熟的人格。我的时间还没有到。
But the answer of Jesus was a mature one. He said, "My time is not up."
耶稣忍耐，等到自己最亲近的家人信他，忍耐了好几年。
He waited for many years for his own beloved family members to believe in him.
所以给我们看见了，我们的亲疏不喜欢我们，我们最亲近的人妒忌我们，我们亲近的人讽刺我们，这是很正常的，因为连耶稣都受过这些的经历。
Here it tells us that when the people we love most are sarcastic to us and are jealous to us, it's very common because Jesus Christ went through the same thing.
我们甚至信主有好几年，真的不明白这么好的救恩，这么好的救主。为什么我们最亲爱的人都不会相信他？
Sometimes after we believe in Jesus Christ, we cannot understand why our loved one would not want to believe such a good news.
或者我们要侍奉主的时候，我们最亲近的人，甚至我们的血肉之亲，我们的妻子，我们的兄弟，都不了解我们为什么这样侍奉。
And sometimes when we want to serve God with fervency, we cannot understand why our spouse or brothers and sisters cannot understand us.
这些事在圣经里面都已经明明记载下来。
But we have seen all this recorded in the Bible.
但是这个兄弟呢，不是这个时候不信，就表示他永远不会信。
But just because this brother did not believe, it doesn't mean that he will never believe.
那么雅各跟其他的弟弟什么时候才相信耶稣呢？
When did James and his other siblings believe in Jesus Christ?
耶稣从死里复活之后，他们看出了耶稣是弥赛亚。
It was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ that they realized he was the Messiah.
所以他们的转变是很激烈的。
Their transformation was a very big one.
他们的转变是很鲜明的。
And a very expressive one.
一转变以后
，Once they were transformed,
不但相信耶稣是弥赛亚
，Not only did they believe Jesus Christ was the Messiah,
他们相信耶稣是拥有他、掌管他、是他的原先所说的主。他就称自己是耶稣的奴仆。
They believe that Jesus Christ would have owned them, that Jesus Christ is Lord, which is why he called himself the servant of Christ.
这里说，做上帝和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各写信问你们的安。
So the Bible says, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, writing towards you.
这个改变
，such a transformation，
表示他的信仰已经化成行为了。
Means that his faith has been transformed to action.
表示他的灵性不在口头上，是在他。 真正实际的生活上。
It means that his spirituality is not just upon his lips, but in his life.
这样的例子在圣经里面常常出现。
We see many such examples in the Bible.
我们看马太福音记载一件事情。
The book of the Gospel of Matthew tells us one thing.
有一个税吏名叫利未。
There is a tax collector by the name of Levi.
税吏是被百姓所轻看，被认为是卖国者的犹太人。
Tax collector is a person that is considered as one who has betrayed his own country.
所以人见人恨，像老鼠过街，人人恨打恨杀的情形一样。
He was a person that was hated commonly by all men.
但是这样讨厌，这样人人所不喜欢的人，耶稣看见利未就说：“来，跟随我。”
A person that everybody is disgusted with, when Jesus Christ saw him, Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
所以呢，马太一看见耶稣一呼召他，他就站起来，放下他所有的事业，放下他的收入，放下的环境，就这样跟随主，到死没有回头。
And Matthew immediately responded and gave up everything he had to follow the Lord till he died.
这也告诉我们许多被人所轻看的这样的人士。也有神要拣选做神仆人的那些分子。
This tells us that sometimes God will choose from among people who have despicable jobs to be His servants.
所以基督徒不可人云亦云，不可跟随潮流，更不可按外貌待人。
And so Christians ought not to be judgmental based on the external.
我们的主很伟大。
Our Lord is great indeed.
他说：“利未起来跟随我。”
He said, "Levi, come, follow me."
这个利未就是马太。
And this was Matthew.
也就是写马太福音的那一个上帝的使徒。
The servant of God who wrote the Gospel of Matthew.
原来他的果断力强得不得了。
He was a person that was determined.
可以说他断事如神一样的。
And a person who was able to analyze things very well.
他就站起来，就放下他很丰厚的薪水，就跟着耶稣基督到死。
He stood up, gave up very high-paying job, and followed Jesus till the day he died.
那马太福音又记载一件事情。
The Gospel of Matthew also tells us.
那一天就有人摆设很大的筵席，请耶稣吃饭。
That very evening there was a great banquet for Jesus Christ.
那马太福音没有记载到底是谁请耶稣吃饭。
The Gospel of Matthew did not say who was the host.
哪一个人出这一笔的钱来办筵席
？And who paid for the dinner?
后来呢，我们在别的福音书里才看知道。
But in the other Gospels we see
那一天请耶稣吃饭的就是马太自己。
That it was Matthew himself who gave his money.
花了一大笔的钱。
He spent lots of money.
把一个筵席办好了。
To have a great banquet.
许多人与他一同吃饭。
And many people came.
是他请耶稣的。
So he was the one who paid for it all.
那为什么这样的事情在别的福音记载名字，在马太福音不记载名字？
But why was such a thing not recorded in the Gospel of Matthew?
因为他不愿意彰显自己。
Because Matthew was not willing to manifest himself.
圣经里面这一大堆的智慧都是我们的榜样。
So all these things in the Bible become examples for us.
这些伟大的侍奉者隐藏自己的这个习惯，正是我们应当学习的事情。
All these great servants have the habit of hiding themselves, and we need to learn from them.
那你说，既然隐藏，就好人做到底，全部隐藏，不要半藏半露吗？
So you may say that, well, fine, I will just hide myself and don't come out at all.
有一个人写信给你们就好，为什么还要写我是雅各呢？
Why did James then bother to put his name there?
啊，请你注意哈。
But take note of this.
有一种假树林比真树林更可怕。
Fake spirituality is more frightening than true spirituality.
就什么都不写，以为自己最树林。
Sometimes we don't write anything and we think we are more spiritual.
有一个人写文章不要写名字。
So sometimes when you write an essay, we want to be anonymous.
那就心里说神的启示，神的启示不是我的。
And we say, wow, this belongs to God, not me.
然后写文章的时候就不用名字隐藏起来了。
And so we become anonymous.
还说呢，我就像马太一样，请人吃饭出钱，还是不要名字的。
We say, well, like Matthew, I hide myself.
我告诉你不是的。
But not the case.
为什么写文章要写名字呢？
Why do you have to use your name when you write an essay?
最大的使徒像彼得、保罗都这样做。
Because the greatest apostle Peter and Paul did the same thing.
这就是我不佩服他的地方，什么都伟大，就这方面不够伟大。
But you say, well, he should have hide his name.
所以有一些人就不写文章了。
So some people don't even bother to write anything.
有一些人写文章就不写名字了。
Some people write essays but do not write a name.
为什么呢？ 因为我要荣耀神，不荣耀自己吗？
Because we say we want to glorify God, not the self.
我隐藏自己吗？
I hide myself.
那请问这些人写文章不签名，是不是比保罗、彼得更属灵啊？
Does that mean that these people are more spiritual than Peter or Paul?
我问你是不是？
Is that so?
哎，我讲这么多，你一句话都不回答。我再问你，这些人不签名，是不是他们隐藏自己灵性好到一个地步，超过彼得保罗呢？
When these people do not sign their essay, does that mean they are more spiritual than Peter or Paul?
所以有一次我在美国，我讲到我提到这个事情。
Once I was preaching about this in America.
你们在杂志上登文章，请你把名字写上。
I say if you want to publish your essay in a magazine, please write your real name.
不是荣耀己、荣耀上帝的事情。
It is not a question relating to the glorifying of God.
有一个人就问，为什么要写名字？
But someone asked, why must I write my name?
我说写名字，文章写出来要找谁算账比较容易。
I say that because you need to be responsible for what you write, then people can go after you.
因为你隐藏了一种属灵的，其实是不是属灵 ，quote unquote 的骄傲。因为我不写名字，就把荣耀归给上帝。
Because when you do not write your name, you are displaying some sort of spiritual arrogance.
你是逃避责任。
You are escaping from your responsibility.
有错不要承担。
That you will not bear the responsibility of mistakes.
所以圣经告诉我们，这些隐藏自己的人，到了一定要负责任的时候，他是没有逃避的。
The Bible says there is no escape. We will be exposed.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我是雅各。
I am James.
雅各是谁？
Who is James?
耶稣的弟弟，同母玛利亚的。
And the brother of Jesus Christ. No.
他隐藏起来。
He hid that part.
为什么要讲雅各呢？
But why did he say James?
我要负责任。
Because he wanted to be responsible.
雅各是谁呢？
I am James.
不是与耶稣同做兄弟的。
Not the brother of Jesus Christ.
不是因为有同一个父母可以夸口的。
Not boasting about that status.
同母亲可夸口的。
Not boasting of that status.
哪一次呢？我是雅各，是上帝的奴仆，是耶稣基督我主的奴仆。
But I am James, the servant and slave of God and Jesus Christ.
这样在以色列人传统中间。
So in the tradition of the Israelites.
做仆人是甘心的。
The servants become servant willingly.
做仆人是照律法身上有记号。
The servants have a mark in his body based on the law.
做终身仆人是耳朵穿过洞的。
And those who are servant, a lifelong servant has a mark in the ear.
大的锤子把它穿洞。钉在门的上面，永远做记号。
And the mark is done with piercing with a big nail.
从犹太的规矩是这样。
This was the Jewish tradition.
从罗马的传统是另外一样。
But the Roman tradition have another way.
因为做子的、做仆人的人绝对不是自己甘愿的。
A servant in this tradition is not willing.
一个做仆人的人是在市场中间被人拍卖而归于他所不愿意归的人。
A servant would have been bought from the market back then.
这个做仆人的人
，and this servant，
他们永远失去了自己做主的身份
，would have lost his personal freedom for life.
他们不是一个人的身份，是一个产业的身份，成为主人属下的产业的一部分。
They became a property of their master.
而他们一生一世没有办法恢复自己的自由身。
And for the rest of their life, they have no freedom.
所以当你明白这些的典故。这些的传统的时候
，When you understand all these incidents and traditions，
你觉得雅各写这封信的态度是何等何等的谦卑
？You will see the great humility in James when he wrote this。
雅各写信给你们
，James， I'm writing to you。
我是上帝的奴仆
，I am the slave of God。
我是耶稣基督的奴仆
，the slave of Lord Jesus Christ。
耶稣基督是谁呢
？Who is Lord Jesus Christ？
是我的主人
，He is my master。
是我的生命，是我的主宰。
The master of my entire life.
我是他的奴仆。
And I am his slave.
我写信给你。
I am writing to you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那雅各这封信是写给谁呢？
But who are the recipients?
我写给十二支派分散。